proclamation number 3995 dated the March 10th, 1947. Communism. From the communist point of view, there should be no differences in external life conditions nor in the lifestyle of the individual. Yet this does not correspond to God's will, who himself takes into account the manifold differences of human beings' destinies. People should certainly strive to allow their neighbor the same of what they themselves possess and what makes them happy. But it must always be left to the individual to interpret the commandment of neighborly love. He must not be compelled to share his property, nor, on the other hand, must his property be taken away from him if he has lawfully acquired it. There will always be and remain differences in the size of property as long as people's work capacity and their willingness to work varies, and these can never become the same. The free development of the individual should not be prevented. It would be a monotonous world if God had not been diverse in his creation and if he had not given the human being the ability to fashion his life according to his own will and strength. Since both must find application, this is the purpose and goal of life on earth. The will of the human being may manifest itself in numerous ways. The life energy flowing to the human being can be variously applied. Just as God has also distributed it in various ways, consequently people's activity must be different too, and therefore, understandably, also their earthly success. Differing living conditions develop from this, because they depend on human existence. Everyone should, of course, strive to see justice done in all things to other people, but this does not signify absolute equality. Indeed, the difference in success is an incentive to increase activity, and activity is always beneficial, while the urge to be active is instantly diminished if success doesn't flow from it. Unused life energy is also an indication of standstill or even regression, for the human being himself as well as for the development of the spirit bound in matter. Uninterrupted activity guarantees uninterrupted upward development. God, therefore, allows for destinies to have different effects in order to heighten the individual's drive towards activity, just as he also generally provides people differently with earthly possessions, with abilities and earthly success. Because communal life should also awaken the thought of love for other people and inspire activity. But as soon as people attempt to equalize the conditions of life by taking from one person and giving it to another, as soon as people strive to remove all differences, the urge for zealous activity is also suppressed, just as righteous thought and action is put into question too. Because then people are no longer assessed on their merit, but the person who has lost his value, due to his attitude or laziness, receives an equal measure. There have to be differences, there must be elevated and downcast human beings so that the service of love for other people can unfold. There is to be wealth and poverty, or mankind would lack all striving and the will to be active would be reduced to a minimum. Individual hardship and misery of the individual can only be alleviated with love and never by an action that extends to many people for the purpose of parity and egalitarianism of life's conditions, which would never be a blessing for humanity. Moreover, this would be tantamount to wanting to interfere with divine plans of destiny, wherein people shall never succeed. Because even where compensation on a worldly basis is achieved, God increases his demands on the human being, where his will ruins what people's will attempts to implement, if it does not correspond to divine will. Amen.